Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Mbombela 32, Johannesburg 30. Johannesburg City Power sê net 600 voorafbetaalde meters is nog nie omgeskakel nie, met die spertyd wat op hande is. Meer as 99% van die meters is opgegradeer met uitdagings in Alexandra weens onwilligheid onder inwoners. Die tydelike opskorting van boetes wat wissel van R14.000 tot R30.000 het die proses aangemoedig. Woordvoerder Isaac McKenna moedig inwoners aan om dadelik op te gradeer om afsnyding en swaar boetes van more of the gear.
It has come to our attention that some of the customers who reside in complexes have been under the impression that their body corporates will be responsible for the individual unit meter upgrades. That responsibility lies with the owners of the unit. We encourage the owners to urgently upgrade their meters so that they are not left outside.
Intussen sê die Algemene Nywerheidsvakbond Kiusa, stygende energiekostes is 'n onregverdige las op huishoudings en die werkersklas terwyl ryker individue na hernubares kon oorskakel. Die vakbond waarsku Eskom se huidige energiepryse vererger ongelykheid wat die oorskakeling na hernubare energie onbillik maak. Kiusa woordvoerder Koketso Pasha vra vir hervormings insluitend gesubsidieerde elektrisiteit vir gesinne met lae inkomste.
The consumer price index is, however, in conflict with the reality on the ground because prices have not necessarily decreased and people are still having a difficult time acquiring their groceries and other basic necessities.
Die minister van Openbare Werke en Infrastruktuur, Dien McPherson, het die onderhandelings met die boumafia uitgeskakel te midde van toenemende landswye afpersingsgevalle. McPherson het die Nasionale Konstruksieberaad in Durban toegespreek oor misdaadvrye bouperseele en die dringende behoefte aan 'n plan om misdaad in die sektor teen te werk. Hy vra besliste optrede om bouperseele te beskerm en die bedryfsintegriteit en groei te verseker.
We will no longer be negotiating with criminals just to be able to build the essential roads and hospitals that our people so desperately need. Together, this diverse set of stakeholders is making a public commitment to work together to restore the rule of law in the construction industry. Today we are taking decisive action.
Duisende betogers het die strate in Angola ingevaar teen die regering vir die eerste keer na omstrede verkiesing in 2022. Die betogers het gevra die land se president moet bedank en ander het beweer dat mense sterf aan hongerte. Talle betogers het die land se regering as 'n diktatorskap beskryf tydens gister se betogings. En in Gauteng word daar vandag 'n warm dag verwag met geïsoleerde buie en donderbuie teen die middag. Pretoria 32, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 32, Emalahleni 31, Polokwane 32, Rustenburg 25 en vir reisigers Kaapstad 27, Durban 28, Abeka 27 en Bloemfontein 35. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, our top story this hour, City Power nears prepaid meter upgrade completion before tomorrow's penalties.
Look everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey Mike everybody, it's Barney!
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
33 years ago on this day, where were you when you heard the news?
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high.